The HMS Podcast is available on the 98KUPD app and is brought to you by Life Changer Loan. Why take 30 years to pay off your mortgage? It's not magic. It's just math. Find out more at lifechangerloan.com.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan. And let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest, always having access to your equity, and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit? It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker Number NB100-2031, NMLS Number 1863775. Life Changer Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Thank you, Inept Hero, and just explosives and all that stuff. Everybody's got a story now of the last time they went subterranean and found the bombs.
There are tons apparently of caves everywhere around here.
The salt mine that I'm getting tons of emails about, this salt mine in the West Valley that I don't know anything about. Is that dangerous?
I wouldn't think so.
Just don't know. It's just all salt, yeah. Right? So what are we worried about? I know we're on some sort of weird aquifer.
Salt dissolve?
Well, I'm not worried about the dissolution. No. I'm just worried about why people are warning us about it. Hmm. Like, could it just cave in? Is that what I'm... Anyway. And this guy says, I worked at TRW for years. The main accelerant used there is guano, which, of course, we all know from Ace Ventura is bat crap. And that's what triggers your airbag to go off and push helium into the bag. I didn't know that. I thought
so. We're milking bats somewhere around here. There's a facility
just
for
waiting
them
for their poop, and what then you send it over to the TRW.
That greyhound track that was way out there that was loaded with bat guano.
Well, that was pigeon
or pigeon guano.
Yeah, that was. Is it guano from a pigeon?
Bat.
It's only bat, right? They're the only ones that make guano. I don't know what that. I don't know why, but that's just.
I think that's because that's the term used where
bats
are in South America, or
who knows. But I know that it's not pigeon guano. But they can't tear that thing down because of the pigeons. But yeah, so it's all terrible and we're all doomed. And then people have sent Brett and I the videos of that fertilizer plant that blew up in Texas. I forgot about that. That was huge. Yeah. And so, yeah, they're around. It's around. And you never know. So just keep your eyes open.
Bats are the top guano producers in the world.
Who's second?
Many, many species.
Apache Junction?
Trying to get there.
AJ is too.
Humans.
Guanobiants.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either. I'm getting there.
We're not really learning. We're just saying words. And speaking of not learning, congratulations to the general population yesterday. Brady said off here, he goes, look at Sheriff Joe. And I'm like, oh, God, what'd he do? He's grandstanding. He's 88 years old. I have a photo of him holding a newborn puppy that was within the last 2 or 3 months. Somebody handed him a puppy. And the weight and mere power of this puppy, which was probably about 3 pounds, started to tip Sheriff Joe over a little bit. Like, it looked like the puppy weight was defeating him. And he just basically tied for the Republican nomination to be sheriff again at 88 years of age.
Too tight to call.
Too tight to say. It's going to get these wretched, heavy puppies off the planet. That's job one. But he's going to run against Penzone if they come back with some sort of tiebreaker. But it's too close to call with a guy named Jerry Sheridan. So Sheriff Joe Arpaio at age 88 may become sheriff again. At least he's going to be the second guy. That's very possible.
So congratulations, Jerry.
Yeah.
Sheridan has a 516-vote lead.
Right now. And there's like 10% of the votes still there, so they can't call it yet. And I was a huge Sheriff Joe fan until he tried to throw me in jail for terrorism. Just because he was mad at us for
just in there a little too long.
Yeah. Well, I did nuclear war, and he was mad about that. And and his bestiality law started to go into place after his good friend in Mesa. Just to recap, his friend in Mesa got caught having sex with an underage sheep.
Now, I don't know about friend, John.
It was his friend. It was the chief of the fire something or other over there. And he crawled over to the neighbor's barn and started to missionary position, have sex with a lamb.
That was
with
the
lamb.
Key in that story. They pointed out
missionary position. Yeah. That was in the story.
In the story.
And then the next day, mad at us.
Yep.
Because we had, butt licking and all sorts of stuff going on with Ralphie's dog.
So
back when Eric earned his money.
Third in the the sheriff primary is Mesa security guard Leland Burton.
That's him. That's the guy who was having missionary
sex.
No, I'm kidding.
Jesus. He's bad.
I would have bought it.
Nobody knows who it is.
Leland.
You'd think we'd remember the name of the guy who had sex with the lamb. It was the two things I remember in that story that were so poignant was missionary position and the word lamb. Because you don't say lamb unless it's a baby, right?
A young and
That's what I thought.
Yeah, lamb is the quiet ones, the slaughter of the lamb. They're the young
ones. Adult, right?
Right. Well, just sheep in general, I think, is the, like, that's when I'm thinking they're of age have sex with. What was it?
Three names. Leroy Donald Johnson.
Yeah, we should have known.
Of Gilbert.
Is that who it was?
Yep.
Leroy Johnson? Leroy Jenkins?
Leroy Johnson.
Leroy.
And then the guy said, what are you doing? I'm having sex with your sheep. I'm sorry. That's what happened when he got caught. So then Sheriff Joe started getting mad. And he told somebody, I'm going to put that guy from KDKB behind bars for terrorism because I said to blow up a gas station. And I didn't say to blow it up. I said, if the only thing gas stations are afraid of is fire and everybody was acting crazy, and I'm like, nobody should do that unless they give me tickets to the Super Bowl, which I left for that day. But KDKB's morning show is going to be in jail. I'm like, you're on top of things.
Nuclear war.
Basically, that and the reenactment of, the Wizard of Oz. Got him messed up because he said to put the brooms on fire and go to the gas station.
Yeah, because I said, that's the only thing.
We were like, you're wicked.
Because everybody was acting foolish at the time, screaming out, they're charging us $4.50 a gallon for gas, and we'll boycott Texco on Monday and Mobil on Tuesday. I'm like, it's not going to do anything. The only thing they're afraid of is fire, and nobody should do that unless you go there like the Wicked Witch. So I suggested you just smear dog poop all over the handles and make them have to clean that over and over until the prices go down. Nuclear war. Chuck comes in, you stop saying that. There's places that are cleaning off all that feces. I'm like, people are doing this? I'll put KDKB's morning guy behind bars. Okay. Sorry, sorry about that, Schmonty. I didn't realize how dumb the sheriff had gotten. I peed next to Sheriff Joe Arpaio, as I often call it.
I love this story.
The Bluetooth hands-free peeing.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. We went to a movie screening for Walking Tall, which was terrible, but The Rock remade Walking Tall about tough sheriffs, so he had to be there. And I went into the bathroom, and in wanders Joe Arpaio, and zero etiquette to the urinals, none. It's just me. There's five or six urinals in this bathroom. Sidles right up next to me. Urinal right next to me. I'm like, well, that's not how this works as men. You give me at least a one urinal gap here. But he's peeing right, and then he just puts both hands on his wall like I'm going to frisk him. And it danglers out, and he's just free peeing. He's not holding, not containing anything, just free peeing. And he's just going on, and I'm just like, Bluetooth, huh? Hands free. What? Your Bluetooth, okay, never mind. See you later. I should go to the bathroom and talk to me. Nobody knows what you're doing. Put your hands on your penis, please. He didn't, and he was on the phone the whole time, so it was Bluetooth pissing. And he talked through the whole movie. He was horrible. But, yeah, trying to throw me in jail. I'm like, I used to be nice about you. And then he just got dumber and dumber. But he's maybe going to be sheriff again at age 88. And you know what? Congratulations, criminals.
Yeah.
You're going to outrun that guy.
Yep.
So, I don't know if Penzone's done a good or bad job. I haven't heard enough about him, so I guess I'll say good.
You think he's gotten rid of any of his equipment? Like the mobile podium?
Like the mobile podium and the mobile speech-making device?
Yeah. The bomb-proof car?
Get my mobile podium out there so I can give some speeches. But him holding that puppy, that picture of him holding the puppy, is enough to make you say, just sit down, relax. What are you doing? Got to be Sheriff Willen in my 90s.
Congratulations, Penzone. You just got reelected.
Yeah, congratulations, Paul. It's yours. I don't know what is it, 4 years for a sheriff? Good for you. You've got it.
2016.
Yeah. Hey, Paul Penzone, better part, don't spend a penny on any election gear or stick anything in the ground. You got this.
No.
If you can't beat an 88-year-old man at something, and I mean pretty much anything.
Yeah. So think about that. Is he going to run again at 92? Probably.
Think about this. In the room, all of us answer this individually. What would you say an 88-year-old man would beat you at?
Shuffleboard?
Maybe in some kind of trivia that's in his generation.
You'd buzz in way
even
before
that
him. He'd struggle with everything. It was what was the guy's name who used to tap dance next to the black fella? That's the answer to everything. The lady who was with the, the one with the overweight, the portly friend. They don't have any names. I hang out with a 92-year-old guy. He's pretty quick, but I have to tell him what he's talking about almost every time. There's that movie with the thing, and Sinatra had the all the broads and the Bye Bye Birdie. Probably. I don't know. I just throw out a thing and then he just moves on.
That's the one.
How about first one to poop gets $100?
All right. But I would change the rules on that to first one that knows he pooped.
Shotgunning in the shirt.
My guess is Sheriff Joe takes his pants off every night and goes, what the f-
oh.
Did I do that?
Is that mine?
Goddamn oligo sneaking across my anal border. I got all these rogue poopies like Mexicans showing up where they shouldn't be.
Digging tunnels again.
Yeah, I got them digging through my... Melissa!
It's not my name.
Come clean me up.
That's our new show theme for 2021, my anal border.
My anal borders. My anal border's been pretty. I need to build a little catch in there.
Catch basin.
A little catch basin. Like a sifter. There you go, all cleaned up. The Penzone can't know about this right here. That's bad news.
Literally, this.
Yeah, this is bad. I don't... Melissa!
I am not Melissa.
I don't know you. I mean, you're the lady used to hang out with that colored fella. Anyway. That's every old person. Whenever you ask them, like, who's the little girl used to sing the, she used to tap dance with that colored gentleman. Okay, I'm not asking that. Shirley Temple, is that who you're talking about? Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, she had the tap dancing with the old man and the black gentleman. That's all they remember anything as. How close were they to a black guy in the 30s? And that's their most memorable moment. It was around
the
a black
Oriental
guy.
Oriental detective.
Yeah, and there's that. There's always the, it was with the Oriental lady that, she ran around with that black gentleman. That was a big scandal. All right, well, I don't know what you're talking about, but I love listening to your crazy stories. But he's you know, too close to call. He's a Legos. And I love the headline from KTAR, which is Sheriff Joe Arpaio not dead in county race. Well done, gang. For those of you who didn't know, I'm not dead. And I know looking at me, you'd think otherwise. But yeah, that picture of him holding that puppy, it's like it's too much for him. You can't give him the job of sheriff if puppy holding is a little bit strenuous. That should be a precursor for anybody outside of a wheelchair. That if you can't hold a puppy up for more than a minute, and the puppy's not even scrambling or scratching, it's just too heavy.
John,
you
one
can't
of the,
be sheriff.
One of the first things Penzone did is he sold Sheriff Joe's tank.
Yeah, and also he evidently, it says he no longer has a podium. As of Saturday, he drives an RV around that has his face on it, making random appearances. He was at Arcadia High School on Saturday talking to whoever would stop. I just stand here at the high school, I got a big load of my pants and there's nowhere to pull over, so if you guys want to talk to me, I'm just gonna dump out my undies here real quick over on Indian School on 48th Street. I got a big pant load of right here and just gonna
that
put it here in our
that RV yeah. Is just spraying.
Yeah, just it's not an RV so much as it's just a splatter cast for my shit because I can't stop, you know. I want to be sheriff, the sheriff of Phoenix. Success. But yeah, you can't have an 88-year-old. I don't care if I was on his side or I still agreed with him. I'm not putting an 88-year-old in charge of anything. If I wouldn't let him work the stove at my house, he can't be sheriff. That's just the rule. Sheriff, you left the stove on. I forget to do that all the time, mostly because I got a pant load of diarrhea that I can't unload. That was liquid. We got to speed this interview
oh,
up.
No.
Here. Just shot out a load of liquid.
Who wants it to go bag?
Melissa! Got a load of my pants again. So, congratulations, Phoenix. You nearly put him back. And you know what? Like I keep saying, I'm only here for the entertainment now. So if he wins, it's good. It's good for me. Because I find him endlessly entertaining, albeit completely unqualified to do anything. I wouldn't let him run the checkout at the Safeway. I got to make change? Jesus Christ. This is going to be impossible. Especially with this pant load of I got carrying around.
Meanwhile, $10,000 worth of goods out the door.
Right. Yeah, stop that. The lady over there with a colored gentleman, they just walked out with a bunch of bread. What's that? I did not do nothing.
Excuse me?
Old man. Don't look at me like that. Make me have to again. Yeah, so that may be Brady. Maybe your game with an 88-year-old man applies if he's still aware of when he's pooping. But otherwise, if you lose to an 88-year-old man at anything, just quit living. Yeah, think, Brett. Think
I'm
hard.
Trying.
Brett's
I'm
looking
trying.
To the skies for an answer. I can't think of even a joke that I'd be like, no, I'd still beat him.
Yeah, shuffleboard's the only thing.
I kill him.
Spit all over you. Get the COVID.
I know. Give me three rounds and I'll catch him. But the first couple, he might get
what?
Me.
What? Yeah. No 88-year-old man's shoving me around in shuffleboard. He might get 1 or 2 points the first game, but he's not winning.
You don't think so?
No.
Why not?
Because I'll figure shuffleboard out.
That's what I said. The first couple, he'll get you.
I'll figure it out before his second shot. I'm like, what are we trying to do here? You push that over into that. All right, I got this. It's not like shuffleboard's got some, you know, intricate rule. Like, okay, all I have to do is learn touch. I'm going to kill this old man.
Bocce.
I was not even very good at bocce.
You played bocce?
In Glendale, California, when I was on a severance package.
Oh, that's right.
I hung out at this bocce ball court with a bunch of old Armenians.
You had nothing else to do.
Now, again, that was Armenian men that, when they're in their 50s, they're in their 50s, they look 80. There's something.
They were only 50?
I don't know. You couldn't gauge it. The old ones.
Asked.
Yeah, the old ones played chess at this park. The ones that could get up and play bocce ball, they didn't want anything to do with me. But I played bocce a couple of times. They were really good at chess, and they were really good at bocce. But the oldest of the olds, they didn't play anything. They just sat and watched and complained. You don't lose to anything at 88. It just doesn't happen. It's not a thing. Not even close to a thing. Toledo, yesterday we were talking about your kid's hair.
Yeah.
Because it's bleached, and it is in the shape of Jennifer Aniston's 90s bob. And we didn't bring this up. You did, right? So, but we had fun with it, and I'd be the first to admit that with Kirby D. Williams and her new mustache that Brady brought up, and you telling me about your kid's new Jane Mansfield hairdo, that the hilarity is going to ensue because you bring it to me, and I'm going to find fun in that, right? Like Brady's first reaction when we said, "Is Kirby have her tomato pants?" is no, but she is maturing. She's got a little mustache. You shouldn't say that to us because you know it's going to turn into like a thing. So now she's Kirby D. Williams. You get an email from somebody telling you that you're a terrible father or something? I don't
from
know what
Jim
it,
Hallis.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll read you the first paragraph, and it kind of goes on with that theme.
And my promise to the listeners, let me read it.
All
that
right.
way it's less
there
shit.
There you go.
I told people that you wouldn't talk as much, and now I'm not letting you read it. I came to a breaking point listening to the show today. Factors could be COVID-19 and loss of an occupation. I didn't lose it. It just doesn't exist anymore. Things in your show changing. I'm not buying John's cop-out reasoning. I wouldn't be surprised if it was a financial cut for Eric, but that's the station losing money. And that's not why I'm writing. There's Brady's faux pas of his daughter's mustache and John going overboard with that. Even then, going farther to use his daughter's electronic game for his own masturbation just to please John's whim. That's Brady, you nicknamed you nicknamed your dick John's whim. That's adorable.
I like it.
I like that your dick is called John's whim. May I? Then today, you, Rich, brought up your son's long hair. You used John, who was all too happy to bully and pile on your son's looks. Then ask for folks to make gag photos.
First of all, I didn't ask for that.
Yeah. I said drawings.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I said the reason why is because we can't put the kid on the internet.
Did we get any?
Nobody drew anything. We had a couple I've made joke photos for you guys in the past. I had a crazy image in mind based on the descriptions given. And I started to make something up. But then I wanted to see if I could find what he really looked like, and I did. So he trolled your son.
Now he gets into his Psych 101 profile from Mesa Community College.
This was a dude who was enjoying the crap
everything out of this. Else we've done.
He was going to – well, no, this.
Oh, this, yeah,
he was about to draw your kid and make a joke picture. And then he saw what you're – after seeing this picture, I believe the level of harassing was not warranted. This kind of festered with me. I think a line has been crossed. One thing that you adult guys are being employed for the show are subject to your own banter for the purpose of radio. When you or others' children are being subject to the joke or bullying, it's wrong. I stopped to consider the possibility of one of their peers hearing your show. Before, keep in mind, he was about to do a funny, wacky picture of the kid. And all the material from your mouth is being used against him. Kids will be kids, especially around the young preteen boys. They can be brutal. There was no self-editing in bringing up the no physical school means no peer pressure. I don't think it was necessary to use your son's hair as a case in point. It's a joke to you and the ghouls. The effect it has on these kids could not be measured down the road. I know, neither can that hairdo. Can you imagine how he's going to look back at that someday? I don't believe that using children for John's characterizations or personal entertainment should continue. Hey, calm down. Have a Coke 45. It's one thing to create a character like Chief Doubledown or mimic the president, an athlete, a celebrity, or public figure. I mean, like when I used to do Bethany Hamilton. But use your own flesh and blood as the butt of a joke, and the belittlement is so wrong. I don't find it amusing. John, are you clutching at straws? You'll use anyone or anything? He admits being unfunny when he was broadcasting by himself from his car because he was alone. He had no one to bounce off of. That's why he got Frank.
Man, how much did this guy write?
How much did he listen to every second? He's listened to every second. After
and
a
Jim's to his credit, Jim's emailed before, so it's not like he's a random listener that just listened one day.
And then it's here's a different kind of photo for you. He sent some pictures.
So this is where you take it a little bit too far, Jim. You trolled my son and my Facebook page.
Okay, here's the fun thing though. Jim writes this big long letter and then sends pictures of
Fabio
and his long hair. The late Patrick Swayze when he had long hair. I think that's Fiona Apple.
No, that's Culkin.
Oh, that's Macaulay Culkin.
That's Macaulay.
Oh. And then your son all in a row.
Yep.
Sexy blonde boys. It's funnier than I could have ever imagined. Thank you, Jim. After a pause, I know don't want to continue my thoughts. It's late and I'm done. Your son looks fine. There are many worse cases out there. Yeah, let's point at those kids.
Yeah, exactly.
There are personal issues with your sons. You keep them private. We don't need to know about them.
So, Jim, first off, I have no personal issue with my son. I love my son. He's a little asshole. Yeah. I will restate again.
How am I getting heat for this?
I will restate that again, Jim. He's a teenager.
That's hilarious.
He's going through some stuff. And if you think that I haven't had talks with him, you're way wrong. Yeah. If he doesn't know that I'm talking about him on the radio, you're wrong.
He's got a great drawing of your son just now. That's
Is that my son or Ian?
I think it's both, but he's got a picture of a penis on his telephone, which is even funny.
Well, that's my son then.
And it says, what, Dad? Yeah, that's, well, it could be Ian as well.
That's my son.
That's a very accurate representation. That's hilarious.
Jim, Alex is very much aware.
I have to twist stories.
Oh, you do?
To Kirby.
What do you mean?
No, I don't have to.
Yeah,
no,
you don't have
there's
to.
Nothing that has been talked about that I don't feel I couldn't handle addressing with Kirby or talking about and having fun with it.
100%.
Yeah.
But there, you know, I mean, I understand his point. Yeah, kids are, you know, the hormones are flowing and they're, you know, 1 minute laughing, next minute crying at that in the teenager.
Sure.
I haven't experienced that yet, Brady.
You haven't had the crying kids?
No.
Does Kirby cry a lot at you?
No. But if something is going not her way every now and then or something's going south, there's an emotional.
She just erupts into tears because she's a girl.
Yeah, last time Alex did that is he yelled at us in May for locking him down. This is stupid. I want to see my friends.
Yeah.
Guys are just being paranoid.
And look what you did. You locked him down. You turned him into the late Patrick Swayze.
Yep.
I love that the guy was like, I'll draw a picture of him. That'll be fun. And then he realized, wait a minute. I find blonde men sexy. I can't do this.
Well, and then he's like, I'll show you. I'll go to your own Facebook page. I'll find you, and then I'll steal your son's pic.
That's right.
That's kind of creepy, though. He's trolling your son.
Yeah,
it's somebody called Chris Hansen up or something.
It meant too much to you. It meant too much to this guy. But thank you. The email was endlessly entertaining.
There was a story in the news in Phoenix, the Martinez family. 14-year-old Angel Martinez recently took his parents' Range Rover for a drive while they were out of town in Las Vegas celebrating their anniversary. They found out when the cops gave them a call. Whoever was driving the vehicle, please slow down. And it was a residential area, which seems better than getting a ticket. But Angel's parents got creative, and his punishment, they gave away all of his stuff. They moved everything from his room out in the front of the house, including the bed, clothes, TV, dressers, and more, and sat there with a sign that said, sorry, I stole my parents' car and was speeding. And people came by and took a look at the stuff. So do you think that's pretty
extreme? Did they take it from
him?
What's that? No.
For what it's worth, Angel says he learned a lesson. It's kind of weird, but I think it's a fair punishment.
I think it seems like they're trying to go viral with their punishment.
Yeah.
I know.
That doesn't seem like it does anything to the kid, but give him more attention.
Exactly. With him sitting there, who's going to take his stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, did anybody take anything? I mean, or did you leave the kid
without
a bed or what?
I don't know. Just left it at that. But, you know, you talk about psychological warfare there. Is that healthy?
Well, it's up to you. It's your kid. Do whatever you want to do with it. But, yeah,
I took my mom's car a couple times when I was 14.
I was always afraid. I couldn't do it. I never did it. You probably were allowed.
I lived in Montana.
That was a cool thing about, like, Brett grew up like with gearheads in his. You were probably allowed to drive when you were 12.
Plus, you probably looked 25 when you were 13.
That's true. Italians always say, face I got to go get some gabagool for your parents. Grab some Jack for the old man, huh? Maybe Sambuca. You're coming back at 12 years old with Sambuca and your mustache.
No, a couple times.
Limoncello.
A couple times I would, you know, they would go out of town and I would do the same thing. But I was, again, being in the gearhead family, I'd just disconnect the speedometer cable and all that kind of stuff. See, and I had it made.
I needed you as a friend.
Selling cars.
Yeah, no
low miles.
I was way too afraid to ever steal the parents. The worst thing I ever did with a car, I'd back it out of the driveway when they weren't home. But I would never go down on the road. My dad would have killed me. That would have been the greatest thing in the world if he just moved my furniture out into the front yard. I'm like, thank God. This is nothing. Yeah, my dad would have been furious. I couldn't steal cars. That used to be a privilege when he'd be like, will you move my truck and so we can get the car out? Because we had like cars parked all over the driveway. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And that was a thrill for me. But that was the most driving I did until I was 16. Ugh.
That was the same way. But I did drive a shotgun a couple of times on friends that took their parents' cars out.
Yeah, I don't even know that I did that. I was too scared. I was a chicken. Big chicken when it came to that kind of stuff. Horrified by it all. Anyway. There was this other thing I saw that this was interesting. Let's see if this is true. They did a arena, newarena.com did the top 25 most overrated rock bands of all time. What do you think the number one?
Kiss.
Kiss is number 4.
Ooh.
This will shock you.
Arena band.
No. It's just newarena.com. It's just it's the website that
does. Is it someone in the Hall of Fame?
I think so. If not, they're going to be. I'm pretty sure they are, but I don't know that for sure.
Queen.
Queen's on the list, but not there. It's Guns N' Roses.
Oh, I was going to say U2.
GNR.
GNR is the number one overrated. It's just like they're not even that good of musicians. They're just full of energy, and they had two or three amazing songs. That's about it. Motley Crue was number 2.
That would have been,
The Doors is number 3, so it's almost like I wrote this, because that is, to me, the single most overrated rock band. Next to Kiss. The Doors are the single most overrated rock
band. Now, is Iron Maiden on that list? We'll see if you really wrote it.
And Kiss is number 4. I don't know if Iron Maiden's on there or not. Is the Maiden on there? U2 is 5th. And the Chili Peppers are on there. Genesis is 6th.
I've really changed gears on Motley Crue over the years. I was a huge Motley Crue fan.
I like Dr. Feelgood.
They are overrated.
They're just they're fun. It's just dumb fun, but it's nothing to it.
To me, they fit the time. Like they fit the late '80s so perfectly of like just the excessive.
To use your words, they don't hold up.
Dr. Feelgood holds up.
I don't know.
That's still a fun.
I don't know.
It's still a fun song. Like you'd go to that concert and you'd have a good time.
Yeah. Well, not with Vince anymore.
Well, no, that's true. Yeah. Okay, that's true. But the songs they still are all right. Oasis was 7th. Bon Jovi is number 8.
But you got to, you know.
That's a tough one.
You know Kiss is going to be on the list, but back in the day when they first started doing that show, it wasn't like they were the first in, but what they took it to the next level as far as
Yeah, but as far as music goes, Brady, they are horrible.
But Gene Simmons has even said, look, I'm an entertainer. I'm not a musician.
He isn't. He proves it every time he picks up that bass guitar.
Absolutely.
But yeah, they're not a good band as far as, wow, they are really just, you know, something to behold. And nobody ever said, they're on nobody's list of best musicians.
No.
And their songs are terribly stupid.
And I could understand the U2 thing because they really got into the show kind of part of it. When they first came out, they were just gritty Irish band, you know, with like more passion behind it. And then it went kind of
They had some pop stuff, and they had some, but they've got some great stuff in between. I mean, some of their old stuff's good. I don't think they're overrated because they've been around for 40 years.
After Joshua Tree, I kind of tuned out. Yeah. I'm like, all right,
everybody's got their favorite era with them. Yeah. I don't think anybody likes that middle stuff. But the song they did for Gangs of New York, "The Hands That Built America," is magic. It's amazing. They've got a couple songs. That thing's an unbelievable song. But yeah, Metallica is number 10 on this list, and I don't know how the guy puts them on there. He says, if it wasn't for the last 15 years of being the most overrated rock group, they're still surely somebody to consider as one of the best as well. Musically, they're above average, but definitely not untouchable as others make them seem.
I don't know about that. Aerosmith maybe the last 15.
On there, huh?
Green Day's on there. Bon Jovi.
Green Day, I can't give Green Day that. I saw them in concert, and I'm not a Green Day
they're
fan.
Amazing.
They killed it.
I can't stand them. Just music-wise. I've never seen them live, but
I've
cannot
been
stand
a huge
their music.
Fan, but live,
really?
They were awesome.
I'm not that.
One of my most hated bands.
No kidding.
Yeah, I can't stand Green Day.
Aerosmith is 11th, Brady.
Is Slipknot on there? Since they do the whole get-ups and...
No, the Eagles? No, I don't. You know what? Bon Iver is on there, too. And I can't help but agree with that because I don't know what they've done to earn such huge status. Like, everybody know, oh, Bon Iver.
Is that the one that was in the Taylor Swift song
yesterday? Okay. Yeah. Nirvana was 15th. Coldplay. Radiohead's got to be on here somewhere. AC/DC is 17th. They're just built on longevity. Queen was 18th.
The Cars?
I don't think they're rated highly enough to be overrated.
Yeah, but I never saw them in concert, but everyone that I talked to that saw them were disappointed because it just had no presence.
Yeah, they're boring.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just flat.
I will say, though, after...
Even though you like the music.
Like, the Queen movie is, to me, that's the most overrated thing about Queen. Like, I thought Queen had, they've got obviously some great stuff. But that movie, that it pops on every once in a while, and I giggle and laugh at it every time. It is the most formulaic piece of garbage that people were nuts about. And just proof that Queen's music carries stuff. That Queen movie is Dewey Cox. It is the template for Dewey Cox. And Dewey Cox is a better movie than Queen because it's just so incredibly step-by-step boring. And after a while, the performances are even bad. Even that, it just looks like that dude's struggling to have the teeth thing in.
Just almost too big.
They're too big. I get it. Freddie Mercury had big teeth, but you didn't have to make me look at it every time and just giggle and think of the poor bastard he's blowing, because that's all I did through the whole movie, which they didn't really focus on too heavily.
Jim.
Yeah, Jim. But they didn't really get into it because that would have been stupid. Let's just make stuff up in our movie about ourselves. Oh, it was just weird. But yeah, it's interesting when you get into that world. But like, who's your most overrated band, Brett?
I'm gonna go with Green Day.
You stick with Green Day.
I'm staying with Green Day. Yeah, Toledo? Absolutely.
Guns N' Roses and Motley Crue, probably.
You're right
GNR,
on the list.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding with Guns N' Roses. Why?
Because one album.
You think?
Use Your Illusion 1 and 2 didn't do anything for me.
No
there was
kidding.
One song on there.
Oh.
See, I thought Use Your Illusion should have been one album.
It would have been one
amazing
album.
One album, it would have been a great album. Yeah. But yeah. Two, it was just piecing it together.
I stand by it. Kiss and The Doors. The Doors maybe make me angrier than Kiss does, because at least Kiss had a show that was... At least they kind of were tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah,
and that's the thing. I've never seen Kiss live.
Again, Kiss is the worst live show I've ever been to. The Doors live, I don't care if I saw it or not. The music, I hate it. I just think they're awful. Oh,
I don't hate the music like you do, but I can see how the videos that I've seen of Jim Morrison just seem like he's just being over dramatic about everything.
Oh, everything.
The same thing that we accuse Jim Carrey of being when he's in movies is the same thing with him. He's just overdoing
it.
Yeah,
I'm not a Doors fan. Brady, who's yours?
The Ink Spots? Most recent? No.
Red Rubber Ball?
They were incredible.
They were.
Life. Yeah. I was really disappointed with The Police.
Their music is so great. We're not even talking about live bands. Just generally a band that's
overrated. Yeah. You're right. Grateful Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely true. I may change my vote now. Absolutely.
I'd put them right up there with The Doors and Kiss, too. Grateful Dead is a good answer.
I think the only reason it's such an experience is you have to be out of your mind. Doors, people are tripping like crazy on that. And same with the Dead.
You'll like
this one. I'll name another one for you, John, that you would agree with. But the first time you see it, it's kind of, that's all right. It is what it is. Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, he's horrible.
Yeah,
I can't stand him.
And I'll give you another one. Texter says, Dave Matthews Band. I never bought into that.
He's on the list, too.
Is he?
Yeah.
I love Dave Matthews Band.
Again, the first time I saw him, it was good, but it got a little too
sessiony. I liked Dave Matthews
session-y.
Because it was where the chicks were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I like Dave Matthews more because it's like, this is palatable, and there are girls everywhere. And now they're all – every Karen you see on a news report is a Dave Matthews fan. I'm convinced of it. They're of the age of ladies who used to travel with Dave Matthews, and they're just mad life didn't work out like they thought. But, yeah, Dave Matthews, the Grateful Dead's a great answer because I've never understood. You have to – like Bill Walton is the – when we interviewed him, I'm like, you have to be in his mindset – to even like that music. Touch of Grey's a good song.
Yeah, but I step away and say, all right, I don't get it. Okay, fine. You
guys
enjoy the,
we'll see.
The shows. And I've been there. I've seen them twice.
Well, that's why you and I are different, Brady. You just step away. I end up hating the person that likes the Grateful Dead. We just can't be friends. That's a deal breaker. Yeah. Meatloaf, Grateful Dead, too big a Kiss fan, and most certainly The Doors. If you're a Doors fan, we can't really be pals. Like, if it's your favorite.
By a girl... at a Dead concert.
Underground?
I had a laminate because a girl that I went to college with worked for Bill Graham Presents, which toured the Dead. And so it was, she gave us some backstage stuff just to see what it was like. And so I had it, and the girl comes up to me and says, "I'll marry you if you let me have your laminate." But it wasn't like joking. Yeah.
Was that a consideration?
Armpits, I'll think about it. Yeah.
Look, sir, if you shave off this body hair. And by the way, marriage is a far step. Most of the time you just get blown for that pass. This lady's a real commitment person.
She stepped it up a notch.
Yeah, that's too much. What man is going to go, yes, finally, a marriage proposal for a pass?
You want some of the Texter's picks for work?
Give me a hand job and I'm going to get you backstage. Marriage?
Yeah.
You're way down the line.
The funny thing was out in the parking lot before the concert, you know, it's like a marketplace. People are selling whatever they can to buy a ticket to get in. And this guy has this mini grill set up, and he's selling grilled cheese for $1.
How many did you get?
No, I'm not.
Come on.
Even I stayed. Grilled cheese, weakness, indeed. But I'm not buying tailgate grilled cheese
at the Grateful
from a guy
Ketchup.
That's not wearing a shirt and puku bead necklaces.
But what concert would you go get a grilled cheese? Because there are a couple you're like, you know what? Keith Urban's fans probably... Grilled cheese. Is it Keith Urban? Is that his name?
Oh, country, any kind of country.
The
guy?
I think I went to high school with Keith Urban.
No, Keith Urban is the guy that was on Idol. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right.
I used to, when I was in country music, we had radio in Seattle. Yeah. We had him at a Fred Meyer.
Oh, yeah.
At a grocery store?
Yeah. At a grocery store right when he was first coming out.
So you'd like at a country, like at Country Thunder, Brady, you would eat a grilled cheese, but not at a Grateful Dead show.
I don't know about a Country Thunder.
Come on.
I have been with you.
More like maybe Blues Traveler, because I know John Popper wouldn't allow anyone to make a
Brady,
I've
seen you.
Grilled cheese.
I've seen you walk into places and eat food that I swear would have been better off served on the floor.
Island noodles. I still can't get by how you eat island noodles.
Yeah, even you wouldn't eat this grilled cheese. That's a lot. Anyway.
Here's some of the Texters. Votes for almost overrated. Rush.
Yeah, they're in there.
Def Leppard.
You like Rush?
I would like to have seen Rush.
So I can handle Rush two or three songs at a time, and then I'm out.
Yeah.
Sublime. I've always thought they're overrated.
I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah. That makes people mad, though. Sublime fans get really grouchy about Sublime being
It's all the meaties from California, you know?
I never really thought that they were great.
Again, when you're enhanced, the band's...
True.
I know it's not popular, John, but Nirvana, dear God, I hate Nirvana.
Right. I could see where you'd say that, because they're a three chord. But what they did was just kill glam rock and come along at the right time.
John, insert Chuck Powell voice here, but Muse.
The Muse.
I hate the Muse.
The Muse.
Anybody on Lilith Fair?
Yeah, well, are they rated at that point? You know who's you have to be rated to be overrated. I don't think Lilith Fair and, you know, Sarah McLachlan and... Paula Cole or anybody's favorite, so they can't really overrate them. Yeah, Grateful Dead's on the list. Kiss. I'm a huge Doors hater. Scott, this guy Scott always emails in and says, the Beatles. And I'm like, you're so alone on that. It's ridiculous. You can't convince anybody.
No.
I'll give you the Rolling Stones. I'll give you the Rolling Stones because they've got a majority of their songs are terrible. They pump out thousands and thousands of songs, but... you know, they probably got
show up live.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, they're legendary because their big songs are huge. But when you've got a catalog of thousands and you've got 30 really good songs, you've still done quite a lot. But man, that's just volume. They just kept throwing it against the wall.
Another one says, John, here's my unpopular opinions on overrated bands. Nirvana, The Beatles, Metallica, Smashing Pumpkins, and GNR. All of them.
No kidding.
Another Beatles. I mean, Beatles. You know, like you say with the Stones, they've been around for 40, 50, 60 years, whatever. And the Beatles were only around 10 years, and you can remember almost all of their catalog.
Yeah, and
but they're not known for their touring either.
They couldn't tour.
So you can't say,
they weren't allowed. So, we're not talking about touring.
We're
not even talking about touring.
Oh, I thought you meant live.
No, overrated bands generally. Just bands that are way overrated.
I thought you meant overrated.
The Beatles, they weren't allowed to do live shows because technology hadn't caught up to the sounds the crowd was making to where anybody could hear anything. They had to quit.
John, I have to say at the Rolling Stones, I've never understood them.
Yeah. I get some of their songs are just mind blowing to me.
I got to say.
Can you hear me knocking?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That
listening
thing is
unreal. To them jam. It's the same kind of opinion I had about Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
There's another one.
They're, I was never a fan, and my old boss said, you got to see him when they came to town. And it was an amazing show.
Yeah.
Back
Same
with the
here,
E Street
yeah.
Band.
I was impressed with it. I got it on the live side of it, but over the radio, it was just different.
And then when we saw Rolling Stones here, Lisa and I went to that show. It was incredible.
They're amazing,
for a bunch of 70-year-old dudes.
And I think that's the other thing, too. You're adding in their age, going, how do they still do this?
But you've seen them. And to me, like the Stones, they're just give me a greatest hit CD, and I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't need to buy
everything they have.
Yeah, I don't need to buy an individual album from them.
Yeah, I could see
that. Because every album they put out had a hit on it.
Right.
But they've put out 35 albums, so they've got 10 songs that stink.
I know one for you, John, but that goes back to live and music. Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles were awful.
I've heard they're boring.
They were awful live. That's when I saw Kiss a couple years ago, I realized how bad music can be and how I actually wanted to shut music out of my life because of Kiss. I thought, you know what? All music is overrated because it encouraged these dickheads to think that they should do something with their instruments. I was angry at that show. I didn't like it. I hated the fact that there were people paying for it. I thought, I wanted to give everyone their money back myself. Like, if Kiss doesn't do it, you all deserve your $50 back, because this is an affront to the way we're supposed to hear things. It was an audible assault, and that was the number one worst show I've ever been to.
Wow.
Close second, Jimmy Buffett, just because everybody on stage couldn't play an instrument. Like, these guys have been at this for 50 years. I don't like their music, but they can't play it. They're not even good at
it. It was the people that bothered you more than
no,
that.
No, I'll tell you this.
At first,
it was the parrot heads. I walked away saying the most disappointing part of this entire night, because I'll give people having fun and doing whatever, even though I thought they were all douchey, was the fact that everyone on that stage couldn't play an instrument to save their ass. And it was noticeable. They were off. Like some of the guitar players were just not even in the same song. They were awful. And
his
lead
guitarist, you're right.
They're terrible. He's the lead guitarist, and
name
he's
the guy.
Bad.
John, don't let the chair know this, but Tool is number one on my list.
That's the other chair.
That's the old chair.
That's the old chair.
The rocking chair.
Lot of Chili Peppers.
Chili Peppers
coming
are on
now
too.
On text.
We talked about that yesterday, Brett. Yeah, people throw it in. And, you know, there's people who hate the Beatles. He's not alone, dude. I hate the Beatles. I just don't know how you hate the Beatles. They invented like three different genres of music. Whether that music you like or not, they did.
John, I know that he's your favorite local boy because I'm from Phoenix. Alice Cooper has always been so overrated to me.
Again, I don't even consider him that rated. I think we pay more attention to Alice Cooper in this city than anyone has in the past 25 years.
He's ours, man.
One half of the building
does. I don't care for him. He seems like a nice man, but I don't. There's no reason to think he did anything pioneering in music.
How about this one? John, I'm going to take a step out here.
Hit it.
Beethoven.
Yeah, Beethoven's a bit of a reach. Yeah, if we're going to go back in time, how about the tribal drum guys? They weren't really creating much. They were just being noisy. Yeah, there's a lot of bands that you're like, I don't get this. I don't get the fever. But, you know, and then, the Jimmy Buffett thing, I'm like, I don't want to go because this is a bunch of Tommy Bahama's 50-year-old dudes doing really weird white things. And I was right about that, but I'm like, all right, forgive that. What's going on the stage? Why are these people so excited? Maybe there's a reason, and they're horrible.
John, I go back and forth on Avenged Sevenfold being overrated, but to step outside the genre, that gomper DJ Khaled is also overrated, though.
Adam Carolla has the best line about DJ Khaled, which I just love him in that commercial.
Oh, yeah, he's a great marketer.
Circular motions. Do it again. And again. I do it every time I brush my teeth now. I'm like, thanks, DJ Khaled, because he's teaching me how to brush my teeth. You got to brush your teeth every night, Darren. But I, DJ Khaled, Adam Carolla is the best line ever. And he said, don't understand this DJ Khaled guy. It's like, oh, hey, that's a nice little song there. I should give that guy a call. Hey, I love your song. You mind if I come by and scream my name in the middle of it a couple of times? Like, if it says featuring DJ Khaled, it basically is that guy screaming his name once or twice. Somebody says, overrated band, Sodomizing Linda. I think not. Underrated.
Another one says, I'm on the Chili Peppers bandwagon. The only good thing they ever did was get the crap beat out of them in Point Break.
That is true. They did get beat up pretty badly by Keanu. Johnny Utah and the gang. Circular motion, Stefan. Do it again. I love that. That commercial makes me laugh because I can't tell which guy's DJ Khaled. They both look the same. They die brushing his teeth and him. Anyway.
How does Meatloaf have one of the best-selling albums of all time, John?
That's, one song. One song.
But supposedly...
I have no idea.
Supposedly live, he's amazing.
Stop it.
Come on. I've never heard that.
Great. Oh, you know, you want to know one that's crazy? Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
And I know country music fans are nuts. You watch that documentary about him on Netflix. He cries everything.
It's a little weird. He's very emotional dude. When I was in country radio, he's super nice guy.
I went to that
guy.
Farewell tour, you know, that was 20 years ago.
So over the top. Talk about overacting.
After every song.
Yeah.
Looking for standing ovations. And
right. Brady, have you seen the documentary? Like, watch it. Because he'll sit and he'll go, there's something so special about Garth Brooks. Being Garth Brooks. And it's like, wow, you're talking about yourself here, man.
What is he, Ricky Henderson now? He's talking in third person?
It's all about how amazing he's been. And this is just, wow, me. A whole lot of me. And then tears start rolling down. That's a day that I realized how great I was. Like, what's happening? Am I, is this real?
Man,
it was like a
that
sketch.
Happens. I've never heard him say that.
Watch the man. Thing. That's overstating it a touch, but feel it about 20 minutes in and you can't turn it off. Yeah, there's a few of them.
John Five Finger Dick Pinch gives metal a bad name.
All right, that's just a band you hate. They're not rated under or over. They're just around. You can't get nobody's putting them at the top of their list.
You use their lyrics, they're under and over it.
Yeah, they're a middling band that's not overrated. Overrated bands are like the ones we've mentioned. Five Finger is just kind of around. You know, that's like saying, you know, Pretty Reckless is overrated. Nobody even, you know, they're not rated.
Is there a reason nobody said Nickelback yet? # conspiracy theory. The Canadians own everything.
I don't know if they're overrated, to be honest with you.
I don't either. I don't know.
I think they are exactly what they are, which is a band that gives you the most sugary pop rock music that you eat and then go, why did I eat that? They're just a bad diet is all they are.
I'm with Brett. As soon as you two put their goddamn album on everyone's phone, I was out.
Yep. That was upsetting. We didn't want it. Don't force it down our throats, you two. Anyway. What do you got on the big board? Speaking of music, musical treats, brought to you by our friends at ELOteam.com. Buy, sell, stare, don't stare, go with, don't go with, ELOteam.com. They're doing a nice thing for go back to school stuff. Check it out on their website right now, ELOteam.com. What do you got up there?
All right, we got Judas Priest, Love Bites, which I'm sure you're not going to go with that one. But
No, I'm not.
Mudvayne Dig, Anthrax Medusa, Ministry Burning Inside, Lamb of God Gears, A Day to Remember, Paranoia, Rammstein, Firefly.
A lot of stuff about that explosion.
And then we got Volbeat, Last Day Under the Sun.
I love that song. Now, that's when I think people are going to get up. Like, yeah. Volbeat's going to be one. I think that's...
They're going to be there in a few years.
Overrated. But
overrated?
You don't realize how many hits Volbeat has.
Watching them live at our show.
Incredible. They're a blast.
Yeah.
I don't know. You pick one, Brett.
All right, then pick that one. All right, take the Rammstein.
All right.
John, I'm kicking you in the pills here. Nelson, overrated.
Why is that kicking me in the pills?
Are you a fan?
Huge. Gunnar and Matthew? I've had them for dinner.
You get them on your cruise ship?
Oh, forget about it.
I forgot about the
cruise. Yeah, no, that wasn't me. That was Eric's cruise ship. That's what you spend low money on a cruise ship to get Nelson. I got midgets. My cruise ship was a little person's convention. That I didn't even know what the entertainment was. I made my own.
John, I know they were around for a blink, but Hootie and the Blowfish should have been the best band in the world, but they were underrated.
They're underrated.
Yeah. Underrated.
Okay.
You know,
Spin
Doctors were underrated.
No. No. I'm going to go ahead and cancel. This conversation's gone down the drain.
Yeah, it's going to go into one-hit wonders then.
Somebody says both versions of Van Halen.
I don't agree with that.
Up until, I will say 1984 is the most overrated Van Halen record. I didn't like that one compared to all the others. I thought Van Halen 1's one of the best rock records top to bottom you could ever imagine. 1 and 2's great, too.
I love Fair Warning.
Fair Warning's great. The first three or four, Diver Down's a little bit.
Yeah.
But 1984 was, to me, it was like, this is their pop stuff. I hated Jump. Even when I was 11 years old.
And that was the Cubs' song in like 85, 86. Yeah.
I hated it.
Took them to the next level.
Yeah. That's true.
But yeah, and it did. It put them in a new genre of like kind of, well, the rock was changing a little, too, to be a little bit more.
So they jumped on all the keyboards
and
everything
keyboards.
Else.
I'm like, I don't listen to Van Halen for keyboards. No. I appreciate you guys making the move, but Jump was off. Panama's cool. Hot for Teacher's cool, but it was campy. You go back to Van Halen 1. I listened to that the other night.
All the way through.
Oh, my God.
That's one of the ones you don't skip around. It's just let it go.
And you let it run in the order they put it.
Yep, Desert Island.
I want to shuffle it. Desert Island album. Yep. I agree. That one's up there. Yeah, I can't go with Van Halen being overrated. The first one. The Hagar one.
They had some stuff, but with Super Hagar, popular. But yeah.
But and they were more popular with Sammy Hagar. They sold more records, but they were more mainstream. The aggression of Van Halen 1, 2, and Fair Warning are that's what rock and roll's supposed to do. That was visceral. We haven't had that in a long time. I don't think. I think that's one of the top 10 rock albums to me ever. That's a different conversation. But and then this guy says Christianity completely overrated. Like, yeah, you know what? It has run its course. I'm with you on that one. It's got a huge rate on it. It's a debate that will rage on forever and ever and ever.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan, and let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker number MB1002031, NMLS number 186377.5, Life Changer Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.